Hey, everybody.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Hey, everybody, it's Terry and Sherry.
Good afternoon, and welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense.
Yeah, hey, I think I jumped in a little prematurely there today.
That's okay. We're going to do better than we did last week. We're very focused.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big shout out to my mom and dad. They're listening today, so I'm pretty excited.
That is. We have two new listeners
today. We do. We have two new listeners, so we got them hooked up to listen on Google today, so I'm pretty excited.
Great. So what are we focusing on today?
We're going to talk about all Canadian artists, and we're going to start with one of my favorites. Actually, he didn't start off to be one of my favorite artists, but Michael Bublé has, in the last little while, become one of my favorite artists. He's also on The Voice this year, which is kind of neat.
He is. He's doing a fantastic job on The Voice. We're quite enjoying it. And I am a big fan also of Michael Bublé. One of the things I wanted to share is, in doing this radio show, I've actually become much more aware than I used to be about how many Canadian artists I really do like. I just grew up naturally listening to the music that I listened to, but I didn't realize it was Canadian. Obviously, that's what I was consumed by, because that's what I heard and I had relation to. But it's amazing, and I'm really happy every time I'm like, that person was Canadian. Huh, that person's Canadian. That's awesome. I also quite enjoy Michael Bublé, so we were going to first share the story of us going to see him.
Yeah, it was a really cool concert, actually.
One of my favorite concerts for a long time until I saw Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, Casting Crowns is probably up there for me as far as concerts.
Also, but different.
Yeah, absolutely. But this concert was really cool because the front of the stage was actually a piano keyboard, and it actually moved. So when he stood on it, actually went up like almost like cartoonishly across when he kind of danced across the front of the stage. But it was such a cool event, and he had such energy the whole night. There was no downtime with him. He just went from one song to another, and he's a great storyteller. He's kind of like our friend Colin, mm-hmm. who's a fantastic storyteller. But Michael Bublé could just talk, and I remember him talking so much about his life growing up and him wanting to learn the standards, the Sinatras, just all of the, he talks about Van Morrison. And then you find out, when we were doing some of this research, you find out that influence really came from his grandparents, right? Yeah. His grandparents were really influential in his development as an artist. And he started singing pretty early. And again, it's that whole thing where we've talked about, they really get their chops early on. And he actually, his grandfather traded floor time, yeah, so, or something. So you did the research on it. So why don't you talk about that? Because I find that really interesting.
So just a couple of fun facts. So he was born September 9th, 1975 in Burnaby, BC. The only thing I've ever seen in Burnaby, BC is the inside of a boardroom. Nice. But I hear it's a nice place. I used to go there for business. But that's where he was born. And he knew that he wanted to be a singer from a very, very young age. He actually used to sleep with his Bible and pray that he would become a singer, which is pretty interesting at a very young age. And I guess as a little boy, he knew what he wanted to do. He was from a family of five, and he grew up listening to all the classics with his parents and his grandparents, like Terry mentioned. And the first time that his family noticed he had talent was when they were on holidays when he was 13. And he was in the back of the car, and he sang the line, "May your days be merry and bright," when they were all singing in the car. And his parents' ears perked up and thought, he is talented. We should do something with this, which is phenomenal. But the story changes a little bit because he actually went to work as a commercial fisherman with his grandfather for 6 years. And he says now it's the hardest work he's ever done. And he has the utmost respect for those type of laborers. And being a young man with men twice his age that were hardcore fishermen really made him grow up quickly. But what Terry made mention of, which I thought was particularly interesting, was that his grandfather traded plumbing services for stage time for his grandson. So this was a full family event. Everybody was invested in developing his talent and his career. And like Terry mentioned, when we saw him in Ottawa, it actually was, we see quite a few concerts in Ottawa because we also saw the next one in Ottawa, or you did. But we saw him in Ottawa. And what I have always admired about him and somebody like an Ed Sheeran is how it's basically a one man show and they can still capture your attention for the whole time.
Yeah, he is literally, he's everywhere on stage. He's at the front, he's at the side, he's at the back. He was the, you know, the all-inclusive entertainer. And you just, everywhere he was, he just captured your attention.
Yeah, he's such a showman.
Yeah, and I mean, they talk about his first album. So his first album is literally a range of the standards. So he's got Fever, The Way You Look Tonight, Moondance, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, which is pretty cool because he had Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees do the backing vocals on it. And it's a Bee Gees cover.
Right.
So that's really cool. I mean, the fact that he could get Barry Gibb to be on his first ever album is pretty cool as well. And I understand that somebody actually saw him performing. And I think, I forget who it was. It was one of the prime ministers saw him performing in a venue and said, this guy's going to be incredible. And of course, he is, right? Yeah, they weren't wrong at all. So I think what we'll do is let's start off with a little bit of Michael Bublé to start our day off today. And here's a little bit of Feeling Good, Michael Bublé.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. I'm feeling good. so good. I feel so good.
I think that's an awesome way to start off our show today.
Oh my goodness. He has a voice like velvet. I could listen to him all day long.
Yeah. You know, what's really cool is when you, we've watched The Voice, and I quite enjoy watching The Voice every week with you and your mom, and it's, we enjoy watching it. But what I find interesting is this year he's kind of stepped up his game a little. He's giving out hockey jerseys with a 26 on the back because it's the 26th season. But it's kind of cool that he's using a hockey jersey. It's very Canadiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty neat. I think it's pretty cool that he's on The Voice. And I can't wait to see actually how it all plays out this year. So
I agree.
He's got Snoop Dogg on there too, so we'll see how that goes.
Snoop Dogg is everywhere, let's put it that way.
He's got his own cereal company.
That's okay. We're not talking about Snoop Dogg today. Today we're going to talk about Justin Bieber. And man, there's a lot of information about Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
I had pages and pages and pages that never stopped of information to wade through. But we pulled out some fun facts. But one of our fun facts, I'm going to let Terry tell the story, is he took our daughter and some friends to go see Justin Bieber in Ottawa. Again, another Ottawa concert. And there's an interesting story to it that is really ironic later in life. So go ahead and tell the story.
It's kind of interesting. So we first moved to Kingston in 2009, 2010 area. And one of the first things we did was actually go see Justin Bieber in Ottawa. I took Sarah Marie and her friends August 24th, actually, 2010. We went and saw this concert, and it was really good, actually. I quite enjoyed it. But what was really interesting is at that time he was doing this thing called One More Lonely Girl or One Less Lonely Girl. Yeah, it was a lonely girl thing. And they pick a girl out of the audience and they bring her up on stage and he sings to her and gives her a rose and the whole thing. It makes her feel really special. And it turns out that, you know, fast forward 10 years, Sarah Marie, not even 10 years, Sarah Marie's in Florida
on her Disney exchange.
And she's rooming with the One Less Lonely Girl from Ottawa.
Crazy.
And now they're the best of friends.
And they she will be at her wedding.
She will be at Sarah Marie's wedding. It's so
crazy.
Which
is funny to say. I guess they were having a conversation about concerts they'd seen, stuff in Ottawa, because this girl was from Ottawa, and said, I was at that concert. And this girl's like, I was the One Less Lonely Girl that got called up on stage, which is funny that she's then rooming with her in Orlando on her Disney exchange, I don't know, 8 or 10 years later.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And but yeah, he's really good. He's...
one of the best-selling music artists of all time.
No, I know. But what I'm saying, though, is for the stuff that I do as a DJ and stuff and playing out and stuff.
You don't play him that much.
I don't play him a ton. I play him. He does a lot of collaborations, right? So we're going to play a song actually in a little bit with Ed Sheeran that he does. And it's really good. Actually, I play that song. And he does a lot of he did that collaboration with Chance the Rapper, Holy.
Yep. I love that song.
Yeah, so do I. It's a fantastic song. Mm-hmm. We could have done that one as well. But I like Ed Sheeran a little bit more than I like Chance.
Same.
But it's just funny that he does a lot of collaborations and they seem to like skyrocket to the top. And I think it has a lot to do with he's mixing both genres. So he's taking Chance the Rapper's kind of fans and his fans and melding them together. And it's just taking him that much higher. But those songs are just, I think they're fantastic.
I was going to say, it's like when Smad shares one of my posts, I get way more attention and attraction on them because we have cross markets.
Yeah.
Well, that's where my brain went.
No, but it's the same thing, right? So, I mean, Ed Sheeran has a massive fan group and then you add mix in Justin Bieber's fan group, fans and it blows up. But yeah, tell us a little bit about Justin Bieber today.
So he was born March 1st, 1994, and he is regarded as a pop icon. And like I said, he has been noted as one of the best-selling music artists of all time with an estimated sales of over 100 million records worldwide, which is insane.
He was found out on YouTube,
Somebody,
I'm trying to think who the artist was that found him.
Like one of the rappers.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one. It will come to us. Someone will tell us. But one of the rappers found him. He was early. I remember seeing videos of him just strumming away on his guitar on YouTube. And he now, again, he's received, let's see, I have lots of stats here. So he has received 26 Billboard Music Awards, 18 American Music Awards, 22 MTV Europe Music Awards, 23 Teen Choice Awards, and so on and so forth. He was also in 2011 noted as one of the 100 most influential people in the world and one of the top 10 most powerful celebrities.
It's kind of funny that he also did like a nail polish line.
Right. I was looking at his sponsorships and partnerships, which are pretty interesting. So if you all remember when he was younger and dealing with acne and things like that, he was a spokesperson for Proactive. And he also did Nicole by Opie, which was a nail polish line exclusively in Walmart. And it was the One Less Lonely Girl collection. And it sold over 1 million bottles of nail polish.
In the first 2 months.
In the first 2 months.
Which is crazy to think that he's just a mega marketing star,
that
right?
Influential.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he had a tremendous uprising and he stayed there for a while. My opinion, probably the mother in me just looking at it though, is I think he got too much too fast and then he got into some trouble. And I was reading a little bit about some of the trouble he got into. It was probably a little drinking and a little
partying.
A little partying.
I remember he did something pretty crude in Florida.
Yes, and he got himself into trouble. But now he's a grown-up and he's found God.
So
he certainly cleaned up his act and he was baptized as a Christian at a church in New York. And you actually know one of the reverends that was there, which is pretty interesting.
It is pretty neat. So one of the guys that actually used to be the reverend on tour for the Arena Cross tour. So where Karen used to race, the guy's name is Rev, and that's what he goes by. And he was actually there when Bieber got baptized.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and I thought that was kind of cool because he used to say to me like, Biebs is coming to a meeting that I'm going to tonight. And I didn't understand the reference right away. And then somebody goes, you know, he's talking about Justin Bieber. And I was like, really? Like the Justin Bieber? I thought he was talking about a racer.
Oh, I see.
I didn't get the reference, right? So I was like, oh. And then we had this discussion. He was like, yeah, I was there when he got baptized.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so cool.
That's right.
You were there when the Biebs got baptized.
And now he's a married man.
And now he's a married man. He has a kid, right?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in the research.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of information, and I just picked out some fun facts about him. So why don't we go ahead and play? We are going to play I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber because we really like both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get that one on.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. But we can hear ourselves. Pictureless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kind of crazy cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah.
nobody but you. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah, cause I don't care.
I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Really cool song. So what's pretty interesting about that is... when you start thinking about Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, and I specifically, when you're thinking about Justin Bieber, he actually is credited with boosting the career of the next person by simply tweeting about them.
Right.
So Carly Rae Jepsen, also a Canadian Idol fan, or star. I didn't know she was...
Also our next artist we're going to talk about.
I know,
about.
But...
Look at that.
Yeah, I know, but...
Teed it up.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is she was on Canadian Idol. I mean, we watch Canadian Idol a lot. I don't remember her specifically.
I don't remember watching Canadian Idol. I remember watching the first season.
Oh, I remember watching it quite a bit.
I now personally know Ryan Malcolm.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also a funny turn of events.
It is.
To have watched him on TV... I don't know,
see him
10,
perform on stage?
Maybe like 25 years ago, because I saw him post something recently.
Yeah.
And then we saw him perform on stage in the Buddy Holly story. And now I'm friends with him.
He was fantastic in the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, my God, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
So talented.
Yeah, I remember you saying he just sings in the office sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah. He just sings away.
To lighten things up, he sings in the office, which is pretty fun. But back to Carly Rae Jepsen.
So it's funny. We actually have a personal story about Carly Rae Jepsen. So we used to own a cheerleading company, and we were on a competition in Myrtle Beach, and we were playing music. Sorry, I was playing music from the room on one of my speakers. And I mean, it's a big speaker, yes, that I use for DJing, and I was blasting it out onto the beach so the teams could actually do stunting on the
practice.
Beach and practice.
So let me paint the picture. We took close to 100 kids on a bus to Myrtle Beach. Some of them had never been in the ocean before, seen the ocean. So it was actually beautiful to have given kids that opportunity. And of course, we like to do everything bigger and better than it's supposed to be. But the kids thought it would be really fun to run down to the beach and sing and dance and stunt and to do it particularly to their cheer music. And this would have been a year when the song Call Me Maybe was big and hot. And I remember all the kids being on the beach and you were up in our room that was, I don't know, on the 15th floor or something, but put the speaker out on the balcony and pointed it to the beach and started playing Call Me Maybe. And the kids were freaking out, having a great time. And then all of a sudden the beach police came along.
Yeah.
And they didn't think it was as funny.
Well, I'm not sure they enjoyed the fact that there was 100 kids stunting on the beach while
right.
people were trying to, you know, enjoy the quiet relaxation of the water.
Of Myrtle Beach. Well, what's interesting is you weren't there because you were up in the room with the music. And of course, the police came over and said, "Who's responsible for this gathering?" And everyone looked at me.
Yeah.
Because I was responsible for the gathering. And I was like, "Oh, that's me." And I just kind of made a joke. I was like, "Oh, sorry, we're just having a little bit of fun." And he said that it was noise bylaw infraction and we would be kicked off the beach, out of the town, and potentially put in jail if we made any more noise.
Well, I remember the two security guards coming to the room.
Right. Well, it's funny because...
kind of almost simultaneously, I think.
Yeah. And this was before the time that we always had cell phones in our pocket.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I could even call or text you to say, like, "Don't play any more music or I'm getting arrested." But you were watching what was going on down on the beach and the dune buggies and the police speaking. And of course,
and
the kids
lights.
Took off and it was I don't know. I think they need to get a better sense of humor in Myrtle Beach. We were literally going to do it for 10 minutes and we were giving these kids the time of their lives. But that's what I think of when I think of the song Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that era of our life, because I can just picture all the cheerleaders in our club dancing and singing and warming up and cooling off to this music and things like that. But we're going to tell you a little bit about Carly Rae Jepsen herself. So she was born in 1985. And like Terry said, she was on Canadian Idol in 2007 and she came third.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go look that back up. I would like to see what she sang on that tour or on that show, because it actually doesn't say. So you really don't get to see a lot about it in, you know, when we're doing our backup stuff. I did also know that she was on Broadway as well, right? So,
oh, I do like Broadway.
Yeah.
That's always a genre I like of music as well. She is, I like this word, she is known for her subversively catchy lyrics and slick musical arrangements and pop experimentation. So that's a lot of words.
It is.
But it is. Think about Call Me Maybe, which is the one that we're going to play. How catchy it is. How can you sing along to it? And how much fun it is. And she credits her parents for her interest in music. And in most cases, it is what you grew up.
Yeah, and it's funny because she, as much as she's poppy and stuff, she says that she loves folk music. And, you know, she loves Leonard Cohen, James Taylor, Bruce Springsteen, Van Morrison. Those were her influences. And I'm not sure I get that when I'm listening to her as much. But that it's kind of interesting that those were her influences. And I guess it's, again, you think about the standards, right? It's those kind of things that your parents listen to. And yeah, so let's play a little bit of Carly Rae Jepsen. And you guys, enjoy this one. This one's a lot of fun.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Yeah, it's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, at first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Yeah, it's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Oh, you came into my life when it's just so bad, when it's just so bad, when it's just so, so bad. Before you came into my life when it's just so bad, and you should know that, when it's just so, so bad. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Oh, you came into my life, and it's just so bad, and it's just so bad, and it's just so, so bad. Before you came into my life, and it's just so bad.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
All right. So while Carly Rae Jepsen was playing, I went back in and looked up a little bit more facts about her. What's interesting is I looked up when her tour dates are, and it says she has no tour dates coming up because right now I'm on a real concert kick, as you know.
You are, yes.
Yeah. So we're going to see Evanescence later this month before we go see Morrissey next month. And then we're going to see Billy Joel and Sting. So I'm pretty excited. We got some really cool concerts coming up, so we can talk about that. I'm going to try and sneak in Metallica. I hear they're coming too. So
I'm not going to Metallica with you.
No.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, I could get Colin to go.
You need to get a buddy to go with you to Metallica.
But I do want to go see it. Yeah. So what I did find out, though, is it does say that she actually opened up for Bieber in 2012. So I think that's probably when he was tweeting about her.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's tweeting about her before as well. But it's pretty wild to see that, you know, this young Canadian kid brings along another young Canadian kid, and they're both, you know, they're killing it.
That's great. Right?
That's pretty cool.
Go Canadians.
Yeah, yeah. So our next artist today is Alanis Morissette. I have not seen her perform. I went back to look at all the different shows that I've been to, like Edge Fest and all the different multi-venue shows where there was multiple artists playing. And I don't think I ever saw her play. I know she did a Lilith Fair in the 90s, but I didn't go to Lilith Fair. It was all female artists, and it wasn't really my
thing.
Wasn't
your thing?
Wasn't really my thing. Sorry, excuse me.
There is a Broadway play called Jagged Little Pill. So yeah, that would be close enough for me if we wanted to go see Alanis Morissette at Jagged
Little
Pill.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably her biggest album, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure.
And it's funny because when I was prepping for this, I was doing it up at my parents' house, and I was doing all the music for it before you did all the write-ups. And I was playing all the music from Jagged Little Pill, and my mom was like, I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. So it was pretty funny. She liked basically the entire album, and she actually helped me pick the song that we're going to play today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So I played a few versions of this, and then she was like, no, play this version. So, do you want to talk about it, or you want to play the song and
then
come back?
Let's play the song.
So we'll play Hand in My Pocket from Alanis Morissette, and then we'll come back and talk about her. But this one was picked by my mom.
Okay.
But I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful. Be there in what it all comes down to. That everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong, I'm sorry, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be quite alright. 'Cause I've got we'll be right back.
twice. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty, baby. And what it all boils down to is that no one's really got it figured out just yet. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is playing the piano. What it all comes down to, my dear friends, yeah, yeah, is that everything is just fine, 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 fine. 'Cause I've got
a cool version of that song.
That was a great version. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was different. Again, when we were picking the songs, we played the original and then I played this version. My mom's like, yeah, play that version. It was pretty cool.
So that's right. That was a great version.
Absolutely. So while we were kind of just off the air and kind of chatting about it, we found some really interesting facts about Alanis Morissette. She's a pretty interesting lady.
Well, absolutely. So she was born in 1974 in Ottawa, Ontario.
Yeah, another Ottawa person.
Go Eastern Ontario. And she had two dance albums in the 1990s. And then in 1995, really hit it with Jagged Little Pill. That sold 33 million copies globally and actually got her propelled to become what was known as a cultural phenomenon. In 1996, she won a Grammy Award for Album of the Year. And in 2018, that was adapted into the rock musical that I was talking about. And then she's now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that one is actually one of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest albums of all time. And the song You Ought to Know is one of the greatest 500 songs of all time.
Yeah, and that all comes from that album, Jagged Little Pill. I mean, it is kind of the sensational album for me.
It was the first time I remember hearing angry female music. You know, that moody, you're a teenager. I mean, I wasn't a teenager in the 90s. It's
almost
but the
emo.
Moody, it was, but pop emo, if that's a thing.
I don't know.
Because
yeah.
It made it kind of mainstream, but it was dark. And then we found out what she was so mad about. She was mad about something that happened with the guy from Full House.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know this story?
No, I don't know this story.
Okay. Dave someone.
Okay.
I don't remember his last name. Someone will also correct me. But she had like some kind of affair with him or something. And he was much older than her. So I think it was inappropriate. And that's what she was angry about.
Oh, I didn't know that
time.
At all.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We'll look that up while we're playing
that up
one.
On the drive home. But that was really what it was said that she was angry about when she was singing about all the things she was singing about. And that's where that emotion came from.
And she's currently on tour. So
excellent.
She's in Chile.
And no, we're not going
Colombia,
to go see her.
Denmark, and then she's in England, which would be kind of cool. But yeah, she's on tour next year, and she's starting in, it looks like she's starting a tour in March in over in South America and then going over to Europe. And
oh,
who knows,
her.
We can end up in the UK to see Alanis Morissette.
That's not why I'm going to the UK.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be kind of cool. I mean, it's pretty neat. I would love to see all the people on this list perform, and she'd be one of the top 10 I would like to see perform.
Well, I think you have a bucket list of concerts.
I do.
More than a bucket list of activities. There are things we'd like to do and places we'd like to go to, but there's also artists that we'd really like to see, and you can put her on your bucket list of artists.
I think my top...
We should do that as an episode, bucket list artists.
Yeah, I think my top one, honestly, right now that I really want to see is still Simon and Garfunkel.
Well, didn't we have tickets for
we
that
did.
Booked
and
before 2020?
Yeah, well, they were in 2020, right? We were going to see them in Boston.
Yes. And then we didn't see them at all.
We
didn't do anything in 2020.
But they did hold the tickets for like a year out, and then they just canceled them.
Yeah.
Which was really sad because I think they were just getting back together to perform. And there's no new, I haven't seen any updates on them. But I mean, again, this is an influence for my parents. And they used to love playing Simon and Garfunkel on Saturday mornings. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but actually next week's show is kind of like an homage to my parents. So we're doing all the concerts, not all the concerts, because my parents have been to tons of concerts, but we're going to do some concerts that they saw when they were our age and younger, right? So before kids. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about those concerts because they've got some pretty cool ones on the list. My mom and dad and I were kind of putting those all together this week, and I'm pretty excited to talk about that next week with you.
Great. That sounds fun. Why don't we talk about our nonsense while we're on a little bit of a break right now? So we typically share with everyone what we're up to because we have nonsense-fold weekends, as well as you always want to share what's happening at Hardway. I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on at Hardway, but you cannot get a seat. So if you're interested in going to Hardway on Friday night, make sure you make a reservation. Last week when I got there, I couldn't get a parking spot. And I only got a seat at our table that I sit with because somebody left.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's going really good. We've got our Tournament of Champions coming in for the fall. So we're going into week three right now. The place is packed. You're right. Teams were being turned away. I know somebody wrote on Facebook that they drove by around just after 7.
Yeah, couldn't get in.
And there was a lineup. They just couldn't get in, so they didn't even come. So that's unfortunate, guys. So make sure if you want to come, make a reservation. Just go on the website and go to reservations at Hardway and make a reservation. Then you'll have a table guaranteed and some seats guaranteed.
What I also like that you're doing different this time is that you can jump in if you can't commit to the full tournament and still just get bragging rights for the evening.
Yeah.
Or participate. So I think it's a little bit lighter. You're also letting people swap in and out.
Yeah, we're switching it up. I mean, people were saying they just can't commit for all, you know, 10 rounds. So I'm like, okay, well, let me get the best 8 out of 10. And you can have anywhere up to 8 players on your team and they can jump in and out.
Yeah, it was really, last week was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to play the Cleverleys, but I have talked to and texted with people that this band, the Cleverleys, they did covers of top 40 hits. So if you weren't there and you want to hear a really funky band, they're called the Cleverleys. Look them up on any of your, you know, social media,
Spotify.
Spotify is going up in price, by the way. I heard, but look them up on, you know, anywhere, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your music. I love saying that.
It was basically covers, but like banjo style covers.
Yeah, it was like, it was pretty cool. Bluegrass. And people were just clapping along and cheering. It was a lot of fun.
We were actually playing it on Saturday. We helped a friend move on Saturday and it wasn't the lightest day for everybody. So we were trying to lighten things up and play this silly music and said, absolutely, we need to sit around and listen to this near a campfire because it's definitely campfire music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So let me tell you what's going on this week at Hardway as far as our music's kind of going. You're going to actually sponsor it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. I have to go get some gift certificates.
Does that
mean I have to be there all night?
You do.
Oh, man.
So the first round is called Under 10. So I'm going to be playing 10 seconds or less of really popular songs. And I know you and I put them together. They're great songs for this week. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
You won't need more than 10 seconds.
No, you won't.
Hear the first three keys of Stairway to Heaven and you know what it is. Yeah. I'm not saying that's a song, but could be.
And then the next round is called House Music.
Oh, yeah.
And that's your round, really. Mm-hmm. So it's all songs about houses, moving, apartments, all sorts of different stuff. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then the third round is called Songs from the Movies. So we pick some really good movies and put some songs in. I'm just looking for the artist in the song. I'm not looking for the movie. I know last week when we did the Cleverleys, they put down... No, sorry. When I did the last one called Kids in the Band, people actually wrote down the name of the kid.
Yeah, people are really talented.
Yeah, there's some really, like, the Little Darlings team, they were really cool. They had every young person that was in the band and their version of the band attached. I mean, if I could have given bonus points to them, they would have got, like, 80 out of 40.
You know what, though? You're in charge. You can do whatever you want.
I know, but, you know. So anyway, we're doing songs from the movies. Yeah, I guess I am. Jeez, I never think about it like that. And then the last one is called Let's Keep It Spicy.
Oh, okay. This was a little challenging to do.
It was.
But then it ended up being a little bit
it was
easier.
Fun.
And then we were a little generous in what you considered a spice. I think there was a debate in the car about whether or not chicken fried was going to count as a spice.
Well, fried chicken. Certainly, you put spices on your fried chicken.
You might put spices on it.
Banana pancakes. Maybe you put spices in your banana pancakes. Who knows? But that was the fourth round.
Well, we determined the sugar was a spice, I think, is how you kind of made that connection.
I had to just keep going with it. But yeah, no. So that's me for Friday night. And then I'm taking you away for a fun weekend, as you know.
Yes.
We're going to Connecticut on Saturday. So we're going to a college football game on Saturday. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, I'm excited that the weather looks like it's going to be nice.
Yeah. I wanted to take you down to Georgia, but we're actually meeting some friends, going to hook up and go see a game with them. And then Saturday after that, we're going to go do some shopping.
I like shopping.
And then we're going to stay in New Jersey on Saturday night. And then Sunday, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, okay. So stay tuned next week for what that looks like.
So it's going to be a fun weekend. Yeah, I'm really excited about spending some time with you and some friends and hanging out. What do you got going on other than that?
All
anything?
That. Pretty much that.
But
no.
Before that, you got anything going on? Open houses tomorrow or anything?
Nope.
No.
I have regular work to do, a couple of showings. You just reminded me I need to be at Hardway because I was going to tap out a little bit early, that we're leaving in the middle of the night for the adventure.
Yeah.
But I just realized that I'm the sponsor.
Yeah,
so
no,
I guess I don't get to tap out and I will have to.
You're in there the whole time.
Yeah. So that's okay. Sleep is unnecessary. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Let's talk
about Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
That's our next artist.
Are we going to talk about him? We're going to play him. What do you want to do?
Whatever you like. You're the DJ.
Well, all right. Well, let's play him first, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about Bryan. I have seen him perform, and it's pretty funny. I was looking at the list. So I've seen Michael Bublé. I've seen Ed Sheeran. I've seen Justin Bieber. I haven't seen Carly Rae or Alanis, but I have seen Bryan Adams. So let's go with this one.
Let's play that. How was I to know?
still kills for me.
Yeah, it's a great one. We need to pick shorter songs because you start Googling things and looking up more concerts we can go to when the song is long. And I don't want to go to Vegas to see Bryan Adams.
No, I know.
I want to go to Vegas, but I don't want to go to Vegas to see Bryan Adams.
Well, he's there for a whole March of 2025.
Oh, we're going next March.
I know. So maybe. So we're going to be there anyway in March. So next year. So yeah, but he's doing his tour, which is kind of cool. It's right now he's kind of over in Germany and stuff like that in Munich. And then he goes to Spain for one show. And then he goes to Auckland, New Zealand. And then he heads to Vegas for like the month of March. But then he goes to Ireland and he goes to Scotland. And that would be really cool to see him in Belfast or Dublin.
No, but then I reminded you what I really want to do when we go to Ireland.
Yeah.
Apparently Derry, you said?
Yeah, but that's in October. That's this time of the year. We've got to go to, it's the greatest Halloween festival.
I know. I've been looking into it. It looks fantastic.
And it goes on for like 10 days.
That is a great time to go. That would be really fun. So, of course, we're just realizing it's already October. It's too late to get ourselves to Derry. And we probably aren't going to be going next October because we're going to be a month or so away from our daughter's wedding. So maybe 2026 October we can go for Halloween in Derry.
Yeah, I know. My uncle posted a whole bunch of videos last year on Facebook and shared them with my mom.
So
and
great.
It looks so incredible. And then you can just kind of go to the Derry Halloween Festival on YouTube and look
I have.
It up. It's really cool.
Looks like a great time. So I want to do that. But that is not at all what we intended to talk about.
No, it's not.
But that's okay. That's our nonsense.
That was a pivot.
We were going to talk about Bryan Adams, but we don't have too much time left. Just to say that he is actually multi-talented. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, and a photographer. And he's sold up to 100 million records, placing him on the list of best-selling music artists. And one quick fact that I thought was really fun was in 2010, he received the Governor General's Award in Performing Arts for a lifetime achievement of 30 years of contributions.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around a long time.
He's born in 59, so yes.
Yeah, no, but I don't even mean it that way. What I mean as far as songs, like I've played so many of his songs throughout. I guess my favorite song of his, and it'll be my favorite song of all time, is Summer of 69. I didn't play it, obviously, because I play that a lot. But I guarantee you, if I put that on at any function, the crowd goes wild. Like, it is such a party banger, as you want to say, whatever.
I wouldn't say banger.
I wouldn't say that, but I'm just saying. it's just an incredible
it's
not song.
Not a word in my language.
Yeah, but. Nor really mine, but I mean, it's a really cool song. So, yeah, but we're going to jump quickly into the last artist today.
I want to get this song on because I do love this song. So why don't we play the song and then we'll talk right till 5 o'clock.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
All right. We're not even going to tell you what it is, but again, this one's great.
Put your head on my shoulder. Show me that you love me too. Put your lips next to mine, dear. Won't you kiss me once, baby? Just a kiss goodnight, maybe. A game you just can't win. If there's a way, I'll find it someday, and then this fool will rush in. Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear. Tell me that you love me.
to hear, baby. Put your head on my shoulder.
Clearly, 30 years of nonsense. We went from Justin Bieber to Paul Anka. Who does that?
That is very eclectic.
That is very
in
eclectic.
1 hour.
In 1 hour, for sure. Well, we did have Michael Bublé in there. That was a bit of a squeeze over to Paul Anka, but
sure.
Man, that was pretty cool. I love that song, and that to me reminds me of growing up in my house. My dad used to play that kind of stuff.
Again, he has a very velvety voice,
yeah,
which is really easy on the ears. He was born in 1941 and also in Ottawa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. We picked a lot of Ottawa people today, and we didn't even know it. And then we told a story about Ottawa, about you going to see Bieber in Ottawa. So a lot of going on in Ottawa.
But I was going to say, I didn't want to cut in on you, but I'm going to.
I know.
He did a ton of movies. He did some acting, eh?
But here's a really fun fact that I wanted to share with everyone. Did you know that Paul Anka wrote the theme song for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
I did not know that.
There you go.
That's a pretty cool
fact. That is
fact.
An interesting fact.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He was also in the Gilmore Girls.
Well, interesting. He did a bunch of cameos, so we were looking at that as well. So he was in the episode Red's Last Day on that 70s show, and he played the real Paul Anka on the Gilmore Girls. And then he was also made several appearances on the TV series Las Vegas.
That's pretty neat. I mean, he's a pretty eclectic guy.
And then he also made his first film debut in 1962, so even before you and I. And he was in a cameo in the movie The Longest Day.
Yeah, he played a private in the Army.
He did.
Which is pretty neat.
He's also very, very talented.
Yeah, super talented guy. And then he, what was I going to say? He later played an Elvis-hating conceito pit boss manager in a movie called 3,000 Miles. Like, he was all over the place. He was in Girlstown in 59, Look Through Any Window in 61, where he played a peeping Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Sounds like an interesting movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy, the stuff that he actually did kind of all along the way. But yeah, I mean, he's a pretty interesting kind of guy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I believe he is.
Well, that's good. We'll have lots of Googling to do on the way home tonight.
Yeah, and the other thing is, he got his start in church as well.
Yeah, we've come across that as a theme for a lot of the artists that we've profiled on the show, that a lot of them got their starts in gospel or in choir in church.